Songai,
Songa Songa,
Songa oh,
Songa Songa,
Songa,
Songa Songa,
Songa oh,
Songa Songa.
World music critic Milo Miles is charmed by the debut album from Lokua Kanza, who is from Zaire and now lives in Paris. The record's primarily vocal and doesn't quite fit into any tradition, but then Milo says beauty is its own reward.
World music albums centered on voices seem to be a growth industry. The Bulgarian Women's Choir, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and Zap Mama are all solid sellers. And there's no more certain proof of mainstream acceptance than making commercials for Lifesavers like Ladysmith did. So it's no surprise that the self-titled debut album Lokua Kanza is both rich in a cappella vocal harmonies and that it had become very, very popular in Europe by the end of 1993.
Tota mami na pashulale, tuniani maneno. Tota mami na pashulale.
Lokua Kanza has played guitar and directed choirs for Manu Dibango and Ray Lima, two fusion experts who tend to throw all sorts of music into their mix. Out on his own, however, Kanza's kept things very spare. About three voices, a few guitars, light percussion, flute and bird whistles, and not much else. While very exposed, the sound is quite subtle and beholden to few obvious sources, aside from gospel choirs and a bit of pygmy chanting. As a choir arranger, Kanza has found his own way past many overly used paths. Whether giving off a yelp or a croon, Kanza's pitch is always clean, though never antiseptic, and he shows a fine ear for mixing the cadences of French, Lingala, and bits of English. All that's missing from the Lokua Kanza album is more sense of what he's singing about. No translations or song descriptions are included. Titles like Passion, Never Lose Your Soul, and Land of Love are self-explanatory, even though Land of Love is mostly an instrumental. And he tells us in English how he was jilted in the song Just un peu d'amour. Still, being a bit contradictory and mysterious is part of Kanza's charm. When love is in short supply, as he points out in his liner note, sometime we are in search of a knowing smile or just a fanatic glance from a stranger. The gorgeous glances from Lokua Kanza are not to be missed.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed the debut album of Lokua Kanza on the French import label Night and Day. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.